keep things, keep an outer untroubled spirit. Keep an outer untroubled spirit. Let's do that. When you keep an outer untroubled spirit, you look things in the face and know them for what they are. Keep an untroubled spirit. Look things in the face and know them for what they are. Keep an untroubled spirit. Look things in the face and know them for what they are. Too often we look at things and we think that they're troublesome. We think that they're bothersome. We think that they're not nice. We think that they're something that is going to be harmful to us or something that's going to be unbeneficial to us. And these are a troubled spirit. Keep an untroubled spirit is what we want to do. How do we go about keeping an untroubled spirit? We go around keeping an untroubled spirit by allowing ourselves to think at all times that all is in divine order. We cause ourselves at all times to think that all is in divine order. And when we think that all is in divine order, we have everything working harmoniously, joyfully, perfectly for us. Because then we look at things right in the face and we know them for what they are. Now, if you just take the stub your toe thing. We all do that from time to time. We stub our toe. And what happens when we stub our toe? Well, when we stub our toe, we feel unhappy. We feel uncomfortable. We feel bad. And when we stub our toe, we think, my goodness sakes, that's not very nice. That's not very comfortable at all. And so then what happens to us? What happens to us is that we begin to feel uncomfortable. And we let a little uncomfort that comes right away at the first stub, and we let it say, oops, that's terrible. Oh, boy, that's bad. And then, oh, that toe is going to blow up like a balloon. It's going to hurt terrible. Oh, boy, that toe is going to hurt terrible. And, of course, the more we say that, the more terrible the toe hurts. The more terrible the toe is. But it's what we are doing. We are doing it. We are causing that toe to hurt. We are causing that toe to feel bad. Because when we stub our toe, we instantly say, I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order. My toe is perfect. All is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect. And we say that. Because we are intoning the truth about ourselves. That our toe is whole and perfect. It may have been inflicted a slight hurt upon it for a moment, but it's only a moment. It didn't last. It lasts only when I give it attention. And when I say, all is in divine order, my toe is perfect, I have a perfect toe, a perfect foot, everything about me is perfect, we are putting that cause in motion. And yes, we are doing it. We are making us aware of the truth about ourselves rather than be aware of what might be. Now, there's nothing wrong with a toe that hurts, because a toe that hurts is giving us exactly the feeling that we want. It's giving us exactly the feeling that we are putting our attention to. We're giving it exactly the feeling that we are not keeping an untroubled spirit, but we are looking at things in the face, and we know them for what they are, and we say it hurts. So, therefore, it hurts. And that's what it happens. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to hurt. It doesn't have to be something that is unhappy for us. All we can do, if we wish, is to say to ourselves, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. And that toe is functioning absolutely perfectly. Now, say your shoes are a little tight and they're rubbing against your foot and making a callus or making a bunion or doing something. You look at it and say, whoops, I'm making a bunion, I'm making a callus. No, you look at it and you say, all my feet are perfect. Both of my feet are perfect. My shoes fit beautifully. My shoes fit beautifully. You know, you break in a pair of shoes and they fit beautifully, but you should buy a pair of shoes that already fit perfectly by going at the right time of day to buy the shoes, so that you buy a pair that will fit perfectly when your feet are at their largest. And then all the time your shoes will fit perfectly. But can we think about that? Sure we can. We can keep an untroubled spirit. We can look things in the face and know them for what they are. And when we do that, then we will buy a perfect pair of shoes. We will not stub our toes. We'll go around blessing our body and blessing the world and blessing it in every way. I said to the gang here, the monks at the University of Healing the other day, I said, every morning I bless each one of you. I see each one of you whole and perfect. I see each one of you experiencing the happiness that you choose in life. Each one of you being fantastic. Now, if any of you don't want to feel that way, that's your business. I see you whole and perfect. I see you whole and perfect. And in my heart, in my life, in my way, you are whole and perfect. Now, whatever you want to experience, if it's perfectly okay, because you can be unwhole, you can be imperfect, you can be unhappy if you wish. But as far as I'm concerned, I see you whole and perfect. I see you happy. I see you glorious. I see you magnificent. I see you who I am. Wonderful, good, fantastic, glorious. This is who you are. Did you know that? This is who you are, and this is all that you are. You are delightful. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. You are beyond imagination. You are what you are. And it's glorious. You are what you are, and it's glorious. We have the opportunity to keep an untroubled spirit if we wish. We have the opportunity to keep an untroubled spirit about everything in our life, our spirit, mind, and body. We can keep an untroubled spirit if we wish. But to do that, we look things in the face and know them for what they are. We say, I am whole and perfect. I feel good. I am wonderful. I live in my dynamic body. I live in my fantastic lifestyle all the time. And all I do is good and very good. All I do is wonderful. All I do is fantastic. All I do is to know that I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I am glorious. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's what you and I are all about. We can keep an untroubled spirit if we wish, but to keep an untroubled spirit means that every moment of our life, we look things square in the eye, we look things in the face, and we know them for what they are. My body was designed perfect, and all the time, all the days of my life, my body is expressing that perfection. My life is filled with joy, and all the days of my life are filled with joy. I am a divine being. When you say this about yourself, you experience it. When you say this about your life, you experience it. When you know this for who you are, you experience it, and your life is indeed good and very good. Make this claim for yourself. You're the only one who can do it for yourself. Keep an untroubled spirit. Like yourself and say, I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I'm peaceful. Wow, yes. And as you do that, you'll find that every aspect of your life is wonderful, delightful, fantastic, glorious, perfect in every beautiful way. And while you're saying that, know that I'm right there on your team saying the same thing about you, that you're perfect, because that's all I know about you. That's all I know about the world. I keep an untroubled spirit, and I know the truth about you and about me. Have a glorious day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.